This is a podcast from the BBC.
Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily starts now, includes a magnificent Bumbleo Wednesday to celebrate Hump Day, more ideas to promote our show across the rest of Radio 1. I'm getting rid of the doorbell and you should do the same. And have you been dumped or dumped someone because of reality TV? Scott Mills here on BBC Radio 1. Hope you're good. That's Jeremiah and Don't Tell Them. Yes, it's Bumbleo Wednesday. Craig from Plymouth delivering parcels has only just realised. He says, I cannot wait for this week's Bumbleo. Having the worst week at work. Let's have it, lads. Yeah, that'll be on just after two. Have a little dance, celebrate in the midweek. Also, Tom Clark says, afternoon, Scott. Hey, Chris. Literally rushed the walk home from the bus so I could be in time for your show here in Shrewsbury. Get some headphones. I know you've already got a phone because you sent me this. Get the BBC iPlayer radio app because you can get Radio 1 on there and you can listen live to us. So that walk from the bus doesn't need to be a rush because we'll be on.
No. And do you know what? It is nice hearing what people get up to whilst they're listening to the show. Admittedly, that's not very eventful. There'll be people doing some quite creative stuff right now. Guarantee it. Some, like, right quirky stuff.
Do you remember last time we did this? We had, like, glass blowers on and all sorts.
Mate, probably stuff we can't even imagine is going on right now.
This will be playing right now and people will be hearing our voices, and this always blows my mind, which is why I love radio so much. In the most random places... We'll be on in doctor surgeries. We'll be on in some dodgy bar.
Doctor surgeries, really? What, waiting rooms?
Yeah.
Does that happen?
We'll be on in florists. We'll be on in dental surgeries.
Undertakers,
right now.
Anywhere.
Anywhere.
I mean, we really could be soundtracking some quite extraordinary stuff out there.
We're here, we're there, we're here, we're there.
Love it.
M22 Medina coming up with First Time and the new Wombats track. Having a few things fixed at my house at the moment. It's all gone wrong.
Which bit?
Well, there's just a few little things that I can't do because I'm not a handyman. Do you know what I mean? I'm you know how useless I make things like this. I can't even change batteries, you know what I mean? So Echo 4's is, I don't know, it's just gone a bit wrong.
It's under construction, is it?
Well, no, the oven's off, that's not working, and I've got a bit of a leak in the roof, but...
Mate, what's going on?
I don't know, but through all this, I've made a bold move.
You haven't got the handyman who's a children's entertainer back, have you?
No. No, he never came back. I am removing my doorbell.
Okay.
It's out.
And that had quite a sort of funky sound that did before.
I'm getting rid of it. With all the other stuff that's going on, I'm like, I don't need it. Because actually, who needs a doorbell anymore? You don't.
True that.
You
also,
don't.
Also, why am I being summoned? Do you know what I mean? There's no need for it.
Like, I'm never going to answer my door anyway. So what's the point of it? So it's just taking up valuable space on the wall there outside the house.
So when I turn up at yours, what do I do?
Well, just text me.
Text you?
Text me. Like, doorbells are...
To be fair, I always have to text you at yours.
Yeah.
Because you'll be in one wing of the... and whenever I try and do the bell, it never gets through.
Well, I just don't see the point of them anymore. And I reckon a lot of the listeners would now be thinking, I'm going to do the same. What's the point? Just text me if you're outside. I jump from thought to thought like a flea jumps to a lie. You could give an aspirin the headache if it's life. Maybe it's the crazy that I'd miss. Scott Mills. It won't get better than this. That's the Wombats and Turn on BBC Radio 1. Good to have them back. The Darkness once sang, Don't Let the Bells End. Well, I disagree. As from this day forward, this is the Bell End campaign. Doorbell gone.
No bell for you, Scott, the door.
There are some delivery drivers going, well, what about us? Well, knock hard, but you're only going to put a red card through anyway, aren't you?
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills. No one else will do. Do
it all like it was the first time. Hello, Katie, who says, pointless things, doorbells, down with the bell. She agrees with me, she hasn't got one either.
Would you be good with a doorbell that, say, like, calls your phone or something?
I don't want one, there's no point to them. They're off of the 70s.
But
or 80s at a push.
Knockers are older.
Yeah, they are, but like, what's the point of a ding-dong-ho? Right, we're on in all sorts of places today. We're currently being played in the gift shop of the National Marine Aquarium in Plymouth. Hi, guys, that's quite
Love
cool.
Love that.
That is cool. Also, we are on in Helen's shed, which is now a cake-making shed, basically. That's where she runs her business from. So hello to the cake making shed. That's actually just her shed.
So it's just cakes from the bottom of the garden out?
In Leicestershire, yeah, yeah.
How Heisenberg?
She says she won't send us any because obviously I won't eat them. You're dead right, I won't eat them. Hello, Mandy.
Hi, okay.
Yeah, well, where are you listening at the moment?
Currently in my studio, making bikinis for bodybuilders.
You make bikinis for bodybuilders?
Yes, I do.
How are they different to normal ones then?
So they're kind of a little bit smaller. They basically kind of fit around the muscle. So normally the ones on the high street have a lot more kind of a knicker, and these ones are specifically made for stage. And then on top of that, they're covered in crystals.
Oh, yeah, you do see them in the, with the crystals. And the high-rise knicker there, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's true, because you need to show off all the muscles. So I guess anything that you're doing there needs to be with that in mind, including what underwear.
Yeah, definitely. Because if you go to like kind of like any of the shops on the high street, they're kind of a fuller knicker, so it's kind of covering most of the bum. So you need to kind of have a skimpier knicker, really.
Can you stop saying knicker, please?
So how many bodybuilders are you supplying?
I probably do about 5 to 6 bikinis a week, and they're all for individual bodybuilders.
It's really weird that you called up today, because I was in a gym earlier, and on the reception they've got all these, you know, those bodybuilding magazines.
Yeah.
I mean, some of that is mad, isn't it? I mean, I know people do competitions and they take it real seriously, and they kind of dedicate their whole life and their diet and their regime and, like, lack of social life, because it's all about winning these competitions, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. The girls who come, they're so strict and they're so on it. It's, yeah, I mean, their bodies are incredible when they come. It kind of makes you want to... You feel a little bit, any kind of... self-confidence issues you've got when the girls come there, they're all kind of heightened when you see them.
But the ones... The tans as well, Scott.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, like, I love a tan, but seriously, like, the ones in this magazine, I was just flicking through today while I was waiting for someone. Some of the guys in particular, some of the bodies, it's intense. There's, like, veins popping out everywhere, isn't there?
Yeah, I know. It's like chocolate orange tan, isn't it?
It's more than that. It's so very dark.
You sound so fascinated, Scott. I think I've just worked out a new little interest of yours.
See, I mean, I couldn't take my eyes off the bodies. It was incredible. Right, it's good to know that you're listening in the bikini making shop for bodybuilders. Love you, bye.
This is
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
The lot that are revising today at one of our favourite universities in the world, Harper Adams.
Yes.
Hello, farmers. Also, we've got Steph saying, sitting in the sunshine, listening to Scott and Chris on Radio 1, it's a good day. Thank you. Portugal the Man coming up, and Ariana Grande, No Tears Left to Cry. So, you know, they have these things that are running all the time. You hear them. If you listen all day on Radio 1, you'll hear these a lot. And it's just to promote our shows, because they're actually really good.
BBC Radio.
When you're ready, let's go.
One.
Non-stop lols, innit?
Now that's what I call a 5-star review.
Another reason it's my favourite.
It's mates, isn't it?
Come on.
From 4 a.m.
Adele Roberts.
And it is an absolute ripper.
From 6:30.
Nick Grimshaw.
I, Grim.
I quite like it.
From 10 a.m.
Clara Ampho.
Just stay with us all day, it's all happening.
From 1.
Scott Mills.
And then there's a little gap where we put something funny in.
From 4 p.m.
Greg James.
People love this. I imagine there were sing songs all over the UK.
Weekdays
on BBC
Radio 1.
Now, most of those are just taken from stuff that's been said on air. But how I like to make it easier for the people that make those is just to actually say some phrases that they can then put in that little advert thing.
Weirdly, when you did that just then explaining what it was, it almost sounded like it was a clip in itself. Right. The thing is, what they do, and I don't know how they do this, is they take the most random thing that's been said in a way that you don't even remember ever saying it. It's just halfway through a conversation or something. Well, could be this,
like,
right now.
Yeah, it's like if I asked you listening now to remember everything you said in the last day, I could pick something out at random and you'd be like, I don't remember saying that. Well, and that's what happens every time I listen to those. I'm like, did I say that?
I'm convinced the people that listen to this get told, right, what we need you to do is take the best bits from every show and make a trail of it. Now, they might not have listened properly. Yeah. So what they've done is they've gone, yeah, that's absolutely fine. Okay. They've just taken five random moments. Hmm.
So let's go again. But we've planned these so that they sound good when the trailer comes on, okay? So it's not just like a random thing like, oh, I've just had a cup of tea.
Well, what's great,
they normally are.
Everyone listening right now will know when they hear this in future that it is as ridiculous as just saying something quite ludicrous.
But especially recorded for these
yes,
trailers.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So we'll just take it in turns and they can just use the ones that they want.
Great.
All right? Okay, so I will go first. I'll go first. Here we go. So I've got it here.
From one, Scott Mills.
And I said, that tea bag was actually better the second time round. You know, sometimes when you you can put a tea bag in again and it still works?
Yeah.
That's what I meant.
They warn me if I do it too fast, it could fall off.
Good, yep. I'm going to go for... Do you want another one?
Yeah, one for you.
Okay, you know that sandwich shop where they measure them in inches?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I was expecting maybe 4 inches, but he gave me at least 7.
That's going to be a great one when it's in amongst it. I think,
Okay, you go.
One. She actually meant to tell me that she'd just been locked out.
That's a great one.
Thank you.
That's really good. Let's say that someone's just like burnt their mouth on really hot food. Mm. Have you got any more? No. Okay. This is my last one.
One more.
And I said, why not try blowing it? Have you got one more of you?
Yeah, give me one more.
Okay.
From one, Scott Mills.
Oh, mate, everything looks bigger in the back of a spoon.
From 4 p.m.
Greg James.
People love this. I imagine there are sing songs all over the UK.
Weekdays
on BBC
Radio 1.
I think we nailed it for the next set of trailers.
Scott Mills.
Know that I'll be waiting here for you.
Ed Sheeran, Happier on BBC Radio 1. So, World Cup starts Saturday, is it? What day is World Cup Day?
Well, no, World Cup Day is not this Saturday. It's next week. Like, next Thursday. Starts next Thursday.
Oh. Don't know where I got Saturday from.
Yeah.
But tomorrow is Spy Day. What day is Spy Day?
Spy Day is Thursday.
That's
Spy
right.
Day, I'm losing track of the week. Bumbleow Wednesday is Wednesday.
Yeah.
Spy Day is Thursday.
Yeah.
World Cup next week.
And what day is Father's Day?
Did you have plans for a World Cup party this weekend?
No. What day is Father's Day?
Oh, I assume Father's Day is Sunday. But which Sunday?
Not this Sunday, but next Sunday.
Is it?
Father's Day. Actually is.
Okay, fine. Yeah, fine.
You confused.
Father's Day Sunday, fine.
Anyway,
Spy Day tomorrow.
Spy Day tomorrow. We've got James the Private Investigator back on with more real-life spy tales. Now, apparently, when major sporting events are on, the UK and the world gets more affairy.
Really?
I believe there is a spike in people cheating when the World Cup is on, or big things like, I don't know, the Royal Wedding or Wimbledon. So James has some stories about this tomorrow at 1:40.
But interesting, you thought the World Cup was this weekend. What you got planned?
I'm sure someone told me Saturday, so I'll rethink that.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Blossoms, I Can't Stand It. Post Malone, Better Now. It's Scott on Radio 1. Anne-Marie 2002 coming up. Stay there for that. And Major Lazer, Lean On. I got a real issue, mate.
What's happened?
I can't stop with the jelly.
What do you mean you can't stop with the jelly?
You know I'm on this diet.
Is this like the Vanessa Feltz thing that we used to talk about?
It is like when...
Friends fear she's back on the custard.
Yeah, it was like when one of the magazines reported on the front page that Vanessa Feltz was back on the custard. Friends feared she was back on the custard.
That's it.
I can't stop. Right, I'm boshing sugar-free jelly all the time because it's like something sweet that I'm allowed to have.
But someone's told you this is good for you.
No, it just won't put weight on you. And I can't stop. So at one point this week, I had 3 on the go in the fridge.
So your fridge is like proper wobbly.
Well, they're just setting all the time.
But what I mean is when you open up the door, when you look inside, it must look really wacky.
Yeah, and also...
It's like Dick and Dom's bungalow.
Yeah, it is. It's wibbly-wobbly house. Wibbly-wobbly fridge. You don't even realise I've just secret eaten a whole block in front of you just then.
Did you just then?
Let's finish it up.
Yeah, but you're just eating straight up jelly blocks.
Yeah.
Mate, you meant to add stuff to it.
No, it's fine.
I think you can actually eat jelly in the studio because it barely counts. Yeah, it's
oh,
fine.
I see. I see what you mean. That counts as
that's
food.
That's why yeah, people... Well, I don't know if it does.
Sugar-free, though.
Yeah.
So it doesn't count. Eating a straight-up block.
Hey, savage. Like,
I can't help it. Here's the Kid's Guide to the Internet, 1997. You're going surfing on the internet. Pete Tong reads out Radio 1's old website address.
http://www.bbcnc.org.uk/bbctv/radio1/p/tong/index.html. I know it doesn't make sense, but if you've got a computer and you're out there on the internet, you will understand what I mean.
Remember that guy on the show yesterday that described himself in three words with a really breathy laugh? If you can't afford a German, might want to get one of these. Got my squad chilling in the Corsa. Got the baseline kicking in the Corsa. And my sauces dripping in the Corsa. And I just love whipping in my Corsa.
We'll start up a whole car debate again, though. We've got loads of messages about this.
I know. Beyonce spotted in Cardiff. Why would she be in Tesco, though? Where'd you hear this from?
I heard this from someone at the train station, apparently, one of his colleagues saw her.
That must be true. I see you in Tesco, Tesco.
Best jingle ever. I love horses, best of all the animals. Wait for it. All together now. I love horses, they're my friends. Here's Ben in three words.
So what's your type?
My type is takeaway pizza connoisseur.
Every girl says that.
Every girl says it.
Calling up my show when he was 17. Radio 1's Jordan North.
Mom, when did you get your boobs done? Mum, last year.
Why would you ask your mum that on Radio 1?
Mum, when did you get your boobs done?
Mum. And Love Island, Australia.
Are you vegan?
I'm pescatarian, so
pescatarian. I used to be kangatarian, so I know what you mean. But I used to only eat kangaroo and fish.
Oh.
Because kangaroos aren't farmed.
Yeah,
so.
Oh, that's nice. Bambolea,
bambolea. Come on!
Well, when did you get your boots done?
Oh, the sugar-free police have been on, no. Okay, I hear you, fine. I won't do it again. Alex and Billy, flat out at silage. Reedman painting away in Huntingdon. Halfway there, lads, halfway through the week.
Hello to Sarah from Preston. She's had too much Prosecco. Currently grooming dogs. It's not a good mix.
What, she's on the Prosecco now?
I don't know, or if it was like last night and today she's back on the dogs and it's...
Not a good concept. Exceptional gap today, gentlemen, says Alex in Stoke. Please can we have a horse for one bin next week? I'll try and dig that out. Yes, I will. Vanessa the dog walker, dancing in the car with the dogs. Jack, bumbling hard in Winchester, really enjoying the Gordon North clip.
Exceptional.
Ben in Wimbledon, bumbling his tennis balls off. Because he's passed his level 4 coaching badge. Well done. I love the Spanish guitar. Ashley in Cheddar Gorge just polished the helmet, been out for a ride on the bike. You got any?
Yes, Jamie H, who is in Stroud. Oh, forgot about this.
Oh.
Getting this in my mouth is too good.
Hello to Kate, bumbling hard right now. Looking forward to a glass of wine tonight.
Hello, Mark, on the Isle of Wight. Peter, really enjoying the Jordan North clip. Hello, Neil in Worcester.
Susan, loving horses on the way to summer camp in Dallas.
Wow, and we've got Becky and Dan bumbling by the pool abroad in Palma Nova.
I will always remember the day you kissed my lips, light as a feather.
Scott Mills.
That's right, your Instagram is full of people on holiday at the moment. If your Instagram isn't, then your TV is, cos Love Island. Oh, I hate that time hop thing. It was saying on there today that I went to LA a year ago today on holiday. I was like, turn it off. Gary is on the way to Ibiza tomorrow, bumbling his flip-flops off. Everyone's going away right now.
One.
BBC Radio.
BBC Radio.
One.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road. Gotta hit the road.
Scott Mills.
Arts and Monkeys on Radio 1. Like the word like was said like 219 times in one episode of like Love Island last night, to the point where like loads of people were like, I can't stop.
If I hear one more like,
right,
like I'm going to, I
need
not
to
like
switch
this
off.
Anymore. Like.
Yeah. And it's around about this time you start hearing that some of the Love Islanders, they had boyfriends or girlfriends before they went into the show and then they got dumped. At 3:10, and I appreciate this is quite niche, but there are people out there. Have you been dumped so that they can go on reality TV, or did you do the dumping? 3:10.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Claire.
Hello.
Yes, who are you with at the moment?
I'm with my colleague, Laura.
Okay,
who's a big
so
wimp.
Why, did she not want to come on then?
No, she completely chickened out.
Oh, okay. So you work together every day, do you?
Yes, I do.
This is amazing. So she called to be on Bangers and then at the very last minute was just like, actually, no.
Well, even worse, she gave a fake name. She gave my name to start with, anyway.
Why did she ring then?
Because she loves the show. We're both massive fans and then she just completely freaked out and threw the phone at me.
Oh, okay, cool. So all right,
we
Claire.
Both wanted to be on, but it's one at a time, so that was fine.
All right, where do you work?
We work at Keystone in Woodbridge.
Okay.
It's a mortgage brokerage.
Lovely. And I know that Laura went on holiday recently and her highlight was seeing the Scott Mills Bridge on the M3.
Yes, it was.
What, out of the whole holiday?
Yeah, the whole holiday. So she came back and showed me a picture and I was thinking it was going to be the fjords or Hamburg or Oslo or Bruges, and it was the plaque of the Scott Mills Bridge.
Is that still going? The bridge is okay?
It's still a thing.
Yeah, it's still on. It was closed for some time. I don't know. We've actually just had another text from someone, from Joe, saying that he's just driven underneath it. Can you ask Laura, did it look good or does it need a repair?
It looked good, didn't it, Laura? Yeah, the plaque was all good and cleaned. It looked like someone cleans it.
Right, you know, it was closed for some time because there was a terrible fire. But it's all good now.
It's had a refurb.
I think all wonders of the world look a little bit rubbish when you see them in person. Do you know what I mean? You see the context of them. It,
like Stonehenge.
Like the bridge.
Stonehenge, when you see it up close, you're like, oh.
I think everyone, when you see Stonehenge for the first time, you're like, really?
Yeah.
Like,
also, see
what's the hype?
Statue of Liberty. Looks bigger on TV.
Much bigger on TV. True.
Okay, here's what I've got for you today, Laura and Claire. I guess this is a joint decision. Here we go. The 1975 Love Me.
Okay. 1975, Laura.
Okay. Yeah, okay,
that's
there she is.
Option.
Okay, Laura and Claire, you can have that, or my banger choice is this.
Oh.
I thought we could have a proper sing-along moment today. This is the Killers, All These Things That I've Done.
Oh, that is a tough one. I've got the Killers. Ooh.
Ooh.
See, probably go with Scott. But, yeah, sorry, Laura's just thrown that out there. There was no hesitation. She just said the killer's done.
Okay.
Scott Mills.
Incredible record, incredible tune.
I've got such good memories of that, like driving in a car with my mate and us just screaming that.
That's
Love
the
it.
Killers. That's so good. The 1975, a different choice, but once again, I've lost. Someone saying, trousers down for you, Mills.
Is so that 3-0?
I think it is. So much for that really strong week you promised on Monday. I know, I totally jinxed that.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Rita Ora, Cardi B, Bebe Rexha and Charlie XCX on BBC Radio 1. Hey, Beck, you listen to us in Australia, right?
Yes, I do.
Whereabouts?
I'm in Canberra at the moment.
Right, so you have a friend who found out on reality TV that he was dumped, and not until he saw it on the TV.
Yes, I didn't even know. I was like, hey, did you guys break up? And then he said to me, no, this is the first I'm hearing about it.
So you almost broke the news, even though you'd only found out from TV.
Yeah, pretty much. I think I was one of the first people to say, and like, I shouldn't laugh because it's kind of an awkward situation, but yeah, he sort of found, you know, he found out while watching the show.
Oh, that is terrible. How long have they been going out?
I think they were, I don't know why I'm laughing, but I think they were dating for about at least a year, so it wasn't like a proper, like, it was like a pretty long relationship in my eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the incredible that it's taken to get into TV to find out, like, or even that your friend didn't even know.
Right.
Yeah, like, watching with the whole family, and it's like, oh, cool, yeah, my girlfriend is kind of single, but not really. So. And
she said she was single on the show?
Yeah, she said she was single on the show.
How do you even get into the Big Brother house in Australia if you've been going out with someone for a year? Like, how do they not even know about that at all?
I have no idea. I have no idea. But she didn't last that very long, so I think it was, like, karma. Like, that was her karma.
I need more Australian callers on this show, I'm telling you.
It's all said with a smile.
I mean, I shouldn't laugh, but... Oh, obsessed.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills 1.
Yesterday, we worked out that one of the girls on Love Island had applied to be on the show while still in a relationship because the application dates didn't quite match up, did they?
There was some kind of 3-month overlap, wasn't there?
Yeah.
They'd broken up 3 months before, but had actually applied for Love Island 6 months before.
That is well sneaky. But I think this happens. There will be people listening right now who have dumped someone so they can be single on reality TV. Terrible, but true.
Also terrible, the idea that you apply and go, well, look, if I don't get on the show, then I'll just stick with it for a bit longer.
That's what I think happens, because people are like, well, it's not that likely that I'm going to be on it, but I'll give it a shot. And then they get the call and they're like, oh no, because they weren't expecting it.
Mm.
There will also be people listening right now who have been dumped by someone because their current partner wanted to be on reality TV. Let me know, 81199, tweet at BBCR1. I've already found someone, actually.
Okay.
I got someone on the line now. I'm not going to say your name, caller, but can you tell me what you did?
To be fair, I applied when I was single, but obviously the process takes a long time. Then I met someone, was with them for about 5 or 6 months, and then I got, and you know, I wasn't really sure it was going. Got a call for the audition for Take Me Out, and I was like, ugh, what do I do? But so went for it. Kept getting through the processes. Then got a call being like, we want to film your VT for the show, and I'm like, awkward, isn't it? What do you do? So obviously, I went on the show.
Okay.
I went on Take Me Out. And obviously had to finish with my girlfriend at the time to go on the show.
Now, hang on a minute. What point did you tell her?
When I come down the lift on ITV, I didn't tell her I was going on.
This is so bad.
What do you mean? So you'd filmed the show? You'd been on the show and everything?
No. I hadn't filmed it. So I'd done the audition and then I got the call to be like, we want you on the show. So then I finished with her, but I didn't finish with her and say, oh, because I'm going on Take Me Out. I'm sure she saw on telly a few months later that I was on there.
So, so she didn't know when you had done the audition?
No, no.
So you did the audition, you're still going out with her. You never thought Take Me Out would call, and then they did.
What is a Take Me Out audition as well? What do you have to do on that?
Well, yeah, they do ask you if you're single or not, to be fair.
Yes, obviously they do. It's a dating show.
And you said yes.
I said yes. I said yes. So, yeah, and then I went in the audition, they basically just mock the show up, and like there's women on the wall that you have to pretend you're pushing their buzzer and do a stupid dance like you're coming down the lift. And,
oh, like a run through.
Oh, this is fascinating. Yeah. I've never heard of this.
And then they obviously ask you all the questions about your relationship history and what you're looking for and all that jazz, basically. But
they pre-audition you before you go on the show.
Yeah.
But they do it like the actual show to see how you'd be, right?
Yeah, but you're in like a hotel room with just some stickers of girls on the wall.
I've seen some of these run-throughs. I've done some.
Okay, yeah. So the situation...
Not for dating shows, by the way. To host.
The situation for your ex was that she found out on TV, but you did decide to break up for the TV show. So were you actually breaking up because you hoped to find someone more suitable for yourself on Take Me Out? Or were you breaking up because you thought, this is my moment of getting famous?
Bit of both, I guess.
Well, at least you're honest.
But look, here I am on Radio 1 right now, eh?
And so, are you single now?
Yeah.
Well, you never know.
So that went well.
I'm not convinced.
The girl actually went on Take Me Out has currently moved to Australia, so that went really well.
Oh, okay.
Did you go to Fernando's?
Yeah, when to be fair, as far as the show goes, we got on all right. We went out for about 2 or 3 weeks, but then we stopped seeing each other. And then about 6 months later, she moved to Australia. So
I'm obsessed with the fact that you thought you might find someone better and or like a life partner on Take Me Out. Never happens.
Well,
okay, wait there, caller. I'll be with you in a sec. All right.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio One. Where it begins.
You may- Full of death with your beauty, and for a moment I forget to worry.
That's Florence on Radio 1. So, my tune of the week, M&EK and Hayley Steinfeld, is coming up. What are you saying about it? I think it's awesome. Proper summer tune. Colour is coming up. So, this guy we're speaking to was on Take Me Out. Hello.
Hello.
When you finish the show, do you go straight to Fernando? Do you, like, not talk to each other before you go to Fernando's?
Literally, you pick the girl, you go up the stairs, wave to the audience, go down the stairs following the other side, and they literally separate you there and then.
And then you're straight onto EasyJet, are you?
Yeah, went to a hotel at Gatwick Airport, then EasyJet in the morning.
I knew it.
This is great.
I knew it.
I love this kind of insight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, also, between you and me.
Yeah, you're not... what?
I'm going to ask you. Fernando's ain't all it's cracked up to be, is it?
Yeah, it was amazing.
Was it?
Yeah.
I think on the show it looks a bit like forced fun.
There's a little bit of that, like, oh, can you dance now? Can you put your arm around him now?
Oh, yeah. You have to be prepared to dance on demand at any time on Take Me Out, don't you?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, that is cringe. That is bad, yeah.
Hey, listen, I've got a clip because one of our team here managed to... We haven't said your name at all, but I've managed to find your bit on Take Me Out.
Oh, OK.
Good evening, ladies. You're all looking hot tonight.
There he are. Oh, there he is.
Great. This is so good. What was the question that you asked them?
Oh, I heard you talking about this. Mine was just as cheesy, but... Again, like a little bit twisted, like, believe me, I didn't come up with this question. So my question at the end was, girls, I like to look good. So when I go out, I use my trusty teeth whitening pen. How would you brighten up my day? And how rehearsed does that sound? I've had to say it about 100 times during the day.
Let's see if the lights got turned on or off, though.
Girls, are you turned on or turned off?
He's
30
live. All the lights stayed on.
That's amazing, because I'm trying to imagine what you look like right now. You must be fit.
you know, 30 girls say so, I guess, so there you go.
Right, fit.
Wow.
Could you reenact the good evening, ladies, for me?
Good evening, ladies. You're all looking hot tonight.
Go.
Yeah, good evening, ladies. You're looking hot tonight.
Or maybe like, good evening, Scott and Chris. You're looking hot tonight.
Do you want me to...
Yeah, go
yes,
on.
Please.
Good evening. What am I saying? Good evening, Scott and Chris. You're looking
yeah,
hot
the,
tonight.
The guys who do the show, yeah.
Do the catchphrase. Yeah.
I know. Good evening, Scott and Chris. You're looking hot tonight.
Sorry, there with the same enthusiasm that you gave the ladies.
I'll play it to you again.
Good evening, ladies. You're all looking hot tonight.
Yeah, that's what we want.
All right. Good evening, Scott and Chris. You're looking hot tonight.
He's not doing it.
He doesn't like it.
Well, it's not the same.
You don't have to fancy us. I just asked you to say a phrase.
One more try.
Go on, give it a go. Okay. Go on. All your heart and soul. Come on.
Good evening, Scott and Chris. You're looking hot tonight.
Still can't do it.
You won't do it, Scott.
I will do it.
It's hard on demand, I know. Right, it's really good to speak to you. Thanks so much for being on.
Thank you.
Love you, bye.
Bye.
One. Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1, or simply hit subscribe on this podcast if you can't listen live.